Yudzayin Adar Aleph, Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Kisisa, Hanach Tefillin of Shmuel Chase, February 22nd. Okay, the important topic of Shimush Chachamim, trying to really understand the Da'as of our Rebbeim and of Gedolei Yisrael. Let's just do that last paragraph before the final section. On the other hand, blind copying is a lacking in Shimush Tamid HaChacham. Hashimush Chayv L'Harbos Das V'lo L'Ma'ata. Shimush has increased Das, not to reduce it. He means not just blindly following, but assiduously paying attention to and seeking to understand by asking and challenging. And then, oh, now I understand what the Rebbe meant. V'achikoy Neveya Me'aniyos HaDas. Imitation stems from poorness of now of das. Kiyasod Hashimush Lo Levata B'Shem Ofen Al Havani Yishara. The whole foundation of Shimush is not to forego in any circumstance from proper understanding. B'Chol Asher Talmud Marbe L'Shamish Is Rabba. All the more the Talmud is M'Shamish Is Rabbi who Marbe Das. He increases his das. Mischazik Sichlo. His seichel is strengthened, and mislabenes gishasa atzma is lavanas haTorah, and his independent approach to Torah, because each person is different. Each person is supposed to be a product of their rebbeim plus their own self that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made up. Talmidim of Rabbi Ruchem Luos are all very different. They're all really stamped by him, but they end up being different. So his individual approach becomes clarified. People, real Talmid Chacham, always try to understand the Rebbe. There's a letter in the Sefer they have of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky on Shulchan Aruch. There's a letter he wrote to the Rugachover. He was a young Rav. There was a serious Evan Ezer Shiloh. So he wrote, "I'm going to write what I think, and I want the Rav to." He didn't just say, "Tell me the halacha." He said, "Here's what happened. Here's the way I view it." And he has the whole thing there. And then that's the way to understand. It's to first try to figure it out and see where the rub says differently and work from there. Anyway. Huh? Mislabain is to become clarified. Liblin is cleansing. Whitening becomes clarified. Havoda shel shimush tamid chacham kfulahi. The task. So now we've been talking about the importance of it, but like, what is it? The service, the avoda of Shimush Talmid Chacham is double. Aleph. So he quotes a chazal. It's a medrash in Koheles. There's a pasuk in Koheles in Perek Yud Beis. Divrei Chachamim Kedarvonos Chamasmos Naturim Bale Asupos. Kula Meroa Echad Nitnu. It's a drasha on Meroa Echad Nitnu. All giving. All the words of Torah are given from the same shepherd. How do you know that if you heard it means you heard Torah? You heard words of Torah. Somebody's saying over a Dvar Torah. He's not a great Talmid Chacham, he's a small person, but he's saying over a Mishnah. He's saying over a piece of Torah. So how do you know that if you heard from a small person in Yisrael, it should be to you like you heard it from a Chacham? Talmud Lomar Shanochi Mitzavcha Yom. I command you today, every day, whatever you hear in Torah, it's Hashem's command. It's actually an amazing feeling. A young child could be saying over Dvar Torah, it's something you don't know. That's a transmission from Har Sinai.
From school, you never heard of it.
Yeah, it happens to me all the time. V'lo k'shamu mipi chacham, el k'mipi chachamim. It's not just hearing from one chacham, from the chachamim. V'lo k'shamu mipi chachamim, el k'shamu mipi Sanhedrin. Not just a group of chachamim, but there's no less the Sanhedrin. V'lo k'shamu mipi Sanhedrin, el k'shamu mipi Moshe. It's like you heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu. V'lo k'shamu mipi roe Moshe. Moshe is called the Raya Mehamnin, is the trusted shepherd. El k'shamu mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shenemar miroe echad. Again, that's the pasuk this is being darshaned on. All the words of chacham are given miroe echad. Vein roe el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no shepherd but Hashem. There's no one, quote unquote, but Hashem. So every word of Torah is a word from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, "Shetigdel b'chinas hadvarim b'eini hashamaya, eino tali klal klal b'misha amaram." the realm of the words, the things should be great in the eyes of the listener, is not dependent on who said them. Hanichan b'shmiyasa ozen. I think it means like to be endowed with, favored with, from the word chayim. One who's favored with, he was endowed with the trait of shmiyasa ozen, which is one of the 48 dvarim shatar niknes bahem, as you have in Pirkei Avos. It's a critical personality trait in order to acquire Torah. So somebody who has that, Yochel l'shmo mipip katan shebektanim, he can hear from the smallest of the small, v'advar mi'iru lo kishamea mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo. And the words are illuminating for him as if he heard it from, he had a prophecy, a word from Hashem himself. Zohi midas ashiras p'nimis nifloa, v'avoda gedola l'elokei Yisrael. This is an incredible inner midah of wealth. It's a very enriching midah. If a person lives his life always listening for words of Torah, that every time he hears one, it's like he just had Maimon Har Sinai. That's an incredible gift, and it's a great service to Hashem. So why is he saying this here? I find in this section, Rav Volba is already speaking more bekitzur to us and expects us to figure things out for ourselves. What does this have to do with Shemush? I think what he means is, as he just said, Shemush is the connection to Har Sinai. So, yeah, he's talking about you could hear Dvar Torah from a school child, and you should see it as being from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What he means is, so certainly when a person is learning under his Rebbe, it's not just I'm gaining Torah knowledge. I'm mastering a section of Mishnah Berurah, Gemara, whatever. You have to see it as Har Sinai. And certainly when his connection to his Rebbe is a connection to Masara.
So it makes you receptive to the messages when you get them from whatever source.
Not only receptive, I think there's an exhilaration. This is the most important thing I've heard. I forget who it was. There was a Rosh Hashiva who used to say, Amar Abaya, Abaya Kazak, as the Abishter HaKazak. Abaya said that Hashem says. So you shouldn't forget, you're not just learning some statements of Rabbanim, you're learning the will of Hashem.
Amar Mar, right? You say Amar Mar sometimes, it's Kodesh Baruch Hu saying.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, same idea. Beis. Nifla liros ketzat aku chazal achar yavaseim b'chol halichoseim. It's incredible to see how our chachamim, means the rabbis of the Gemara, followed after their rabbeim in all of their ways. V'chodru l'toch chadri chadorim, and they... Chodim is like penetrated, but they entered into the inner chambers. But Amram Torah hivilumalad on yitzarach, saying it's Torah and I have to learn. And by the way, he means that literally; it's not a metaphor. That Gemara that he's quoting is he had chachamim who followed their rabbis to the bathrooms, the bedrooms, and because they had to learn every aspect. Right, that's what he's quoting. Yeah, Gemara in the brachos. So it's not a metaphor. Chadri chador. Like to us, it almost sounds like comical. Every aspect of life is an exact way of Masorah of how it's supposed to be done. And the Chachamim appreciated my Rebbe has that Masorah from Har Sinai, and it has to be conveyed. I mean, you really learn under a great person, really, just the way he reacts to small things is Torah. He says, Ma'atim kayom gedoli hadosh efshel shamash osam kach. Few today are the Gedolei Hador that you can serve them in such a way. I think it means that they're at the level where every movement of their body is like a sif in Shulchan Aruch. Ach Doresh Umavakesh Amiti. But a seeker, a true person who seeks out and is after the Torah, Nishakal Min Hageyim Shel Gedolei Yisrael V'chol Halichos Chayim. He traces the practices of Gedolei Yisrael and all the aspects of their lives. Bar das nizar me'achikoy bedvarim she'enem holmem es madrigasa. A person who's wise will avoid copying and things that his madriga don't bear. So that the Rebbe is a great tzaddik who does all kinds of things, so I'm going to start doing that. It's a common among yeshiva bachurim to start taking on things that are way above them. It means to learn from what he is and apply that to what I am in the right way. But he does build his life on a balanced, healthy balance, how to reach the level of his Rebbe. He's not going to skip steps, but he sees that's the goal. That's what I'm training to be. the midos of Anagosov to ultimately reach his midos and his hanhaga, his practice. I think that was a great section of really what we're trying to do and learn under Rebbeim. I'll go for another minute here. But that was very valuable, which needs to be digested. So the fifth parak is Mavo Kotzel LaMitzvah, like a brief introduction or outline, like for mitzvahs. Ein lanu ba'olam meino ela mitzvah seinu. We have nothing in our world but our mitzvahs. That's what we have. Hakadosh Baruch Hu created us, gave us a world, and gave us the mitzvahs how to interact with the world. Hakol kolul b'hen. Everything is included in them. Ein lanu chayim ela b'mitzvahs. We don't have life but in mitzvahs. The kol ofnei chayim tluyim begisha la mitzvahs. All, ofa means ways, but all aspects of life are dependent on one's approach to mitzvahs. The chay bohem, nemar. It says live in them, and it tells you to look at the Ramban in that pasuk. Ramban says a person who keeps mitzvahs, like sort of just as a lifestyle, so the mitzvahs bring him a reward in this world. A person who keeps mitzvahs because he's afraid of being punished, so they keep him from being punished. But a person who does mitzvahs, lishma, and to really glean from the mitzvahs what they're supposed to be, is okay. That's what he talks about over there, if I recall correctly. So every aspect of our life depends on our attitude and our approach to the commandments, the parameters that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in living in this world. Ein tachlis b'yitzira zulas asiyas ritzon habore. There's no purpose in creation. What am I here for? But doing the will of the Creator. And he's going to elaborate on that, and obviously this will be an important section as well. All right, continue next week.